Y'all, so I've got a little 2-year-old daughter, Penny, and she weighs all of, 30 pounds. And my wife, if you've seen these maybe, or if you yourself are a mom, there are these things that are, I guess now functional and fashionable, maybe to women. There's like mom backpacks. You know what I'm talking about? Any mom backpack wears in the room? You like stuff everything in there. You got wet wipes, diapers, water bottles, change of clothes, underwear for the kids, not for you. Maybe if the pressure gets too hot. But it's like everything, all your gear, and it's like 30 pounds. Well, Penny, my daughter, every daughter, or maybe not every daughter, but at least my daughter, only one I've got, wants to be a mom. She's got her dolls and babies and all that, and she will take my wife's mom backpack thing, that like camping gear backpack, and she'll put it on and like struggles with it because they're equal in weight. The backpack is 30 pounds and so is Penny. So it's like this kind of like wobble thing, and she's carrying way too heavy of an amount. And it's cute. It's cute when you're 2. But when you're 42, like me, it's not as cute. Then it becomes sin. And so I've been carrying something that I shouldn't have been carrying, much like Penny. I've been carrying a weight that I can't sustain. And frankly, that doesn't belong to me. Just like that mom purse or mom backpack belongs to Laura, it's not for Penny to carry. It's for my wife to carry to assist Penny. I've been carrying some things that belong to God to carry, and trying to carry them on my own. It's been flipping me over backwards, specifically in the last 24 hours. So my name is John Elmore. I have a new life in Christ. But I've not been acting like it for the last 24 hours because I'm in recovery from alcoholism, pride, and angst from carrying burdens. Hey, so it is feels like totally the spirit that we sing, lay down your burdens. Because in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 7, it says, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Cast all, not some of it, not parts of it, but all your anxiety upon him, the Lord, because he cares for you. And I've just been carrying it myself. And as a result, I've been short with my wife, my kids, unavailable to my team for work because I've been so focused on me and my deadlines and my deliverables and the things that I have on my to-do list, and the pressure is just compounding in so much that I've got like angst and frustration and I'm not sleeping well and just a heaviness on me that I want to confess to you all. And it's not mine to carry and I won't anymore. I just like was singing that song, hands open, like, Lord, it's yours. Like, Father, forgive me. I release this to you. I'm casting this anxiety upon you because the work is yours. It's not mine. It's the good works that he prepared, and I get to walk in them, but they're his, and all those things are his. And so I want to lead us in a time right now because from Matthew 11, Jesus said in verse 28, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Well, I don't have rest right now, and I am weary and burdened, so I want to come to him, and I want to invite the rest of you to come to him because he says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I'm gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Man, that's what I need. I need rest for my soul. Anybody else need rest for their soul right now? Then I invite you with me to just hold out your hands and bow your head. And I don't know what those anxieties are, that heavy backpack that you're not supposed to be carrying, that's for your parent. That's for your heavenly parent, for your father to be carrying. And I don't know what it is, but you do. And let the Spirit search your spirit now. Because for me, it was my job and timelines and deadlines and to-do lists and finances and schedule and a lack of margin. And you just confess yours now, acknowledge it, cast that anxiety on God. He cares for you. So just tell him right now and cast open-handed that anxiety and you give it to him where it rightly belongs. Let him carry that weight. You see, here's what carrying anxieties did to me. It put a cloud over me. I mean, Laura's like, what's wrong? And I was like, I don't even know. I guess it's just like the pressure and whatever. I don't know. And I was reminded of Psalm 42. Because when we carry our anxieties, there's a heaviness. Psalm 42, verse 5, why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. For I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. And y'all, that's what we're doing here at Regeneration. As we are walking together, family of believers, brothers and sisters together, taking those anxieties, whether sin or the weight of the world, and putting them where they rightly belong with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who says, come to me and I will give you rest.